What do you do when your partner cheated and now they're drowning in shame? I had someone ask me this recently, and the question was coming from the betrayed spouse. They wanted to know, how can I help my partner deal with the shame of them cheating on me? And I want to be honest, I have two very different reactions to that question. The first reaction is frustration. A lot of unfaithful partners love to hide behind shame as a way of avoiding accountability. They'll say things like, I'm just so ashamed, I can't even talk about it, I hate myself, I don't know how to face what I did. And on the surface, it can sound like there's some emotional depth to that, especially if they're the type of partner who's been emotionally shallow in the past, but oftentimes it's just a dodge. Because now instead of talking about the betrayal, the lies, the damage, the pain they caused, and what needs to change, the whole conversation just becomes about them and their shame. Now, the betrayed partner is in this bizarre position where the person who hurt them is now being asked to be comforted by them. And that's not fair. If you were the one who cheated, your shame is real, but it's not your partner's job to rescue you from it. You don't get to destroy someone's sense of safety and then immediately ask them to become your emotional support. You don't get to make your shame the center of every conversation. You don't get to collapse every time your partner brings up their pain, so now they have to stop expressing themselves and start taking care of you. That is the furthest thing from accountability that's possible. That is shame being used as a wall and as a weapon. And if you're the unfaithful partner, there's a point where you have to put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, and say, I really screwed up. I do feel ashamed. I do feel horrible. I hate looking at what I did, but I'm not going to run away from this conversation because I'm an adult. If your partner's trying to talk to you about the pain you caused, this is not the time to make them coddle you through your shame. This is not the time to make them reassure you that you're not a monster. This is not the time to make them soften the truth so you can handle it. This is the time to be brave enough to listen and to sit with the reality of what you've done and who you are. You probably are not the person that you thought you were. You probably are not as good of a person as you thought you were. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to be perfect, but you have to be honest. And with that said, I do want to emphasize, shame is not something to completely ignore either. Genuine shame can be a huge part of why people cheat in the first place. When people bury parts of themselves under shame, when they repress emotions, when they hide their desires, when they refuse to look at their own wounds, impulses, loneliness, resentment, insecurity, or need for validation, these things tend to come out in really weird, unhealthy ways, including cheating. So yes, the unfaithful partner does need to deal with their shame. But they need to deal with it in the right place, with the right people, in the right way. The betrayed partner should not be the main therapist, coach, confessor, priest, and emotional caretaker for the person who betrayed them. That is way too much to ask. So if you're the unfaithful partner, and you're struggling with shame, the first thing I want you to hear is that this is your responsibility. You need to learn how to sit with your own emotions without collapsing. You need to learn how to face what you did without running away. You need to learn how to talk about it without turning yourself into the victim. And if you can't do that on your own, then get support. Hire someone, get a therapist, work with a coach like me, talk to trusted friends, talk to family members who can handle it. Because shame thrives in secrecy. The more you keep everything locked up inside, the bigger and darker and scarier it becomes to face. One of the best things a person can do with shame is to just start telling the truth to people. Not to everyone. Not to people who will gossip. But to a few grounded people who can actually hold you accountable and help you process what happened. The worst version of this dynamic is when the unfaithful partner insists on only talking to one or two people max, and one of those people is the spouse who they betrayed. This creates this horrible dynamic I've been talking about, because the betrayed spouse is not only trying to heal from the betrayal, but now they're also being asked to help the betrayer process the shame of betraying them. It's so backwards, but so many people put up with it. Now, am I saying that the betrayed partner can never support them at all? No, that's not what I'm saying. If the couple is trying to reconcile, then eventually there may need to be separate conversations about the unfaithful partner's shame. But those conversations need to be separate. There's a massive difference between saying, can we set aside some time to talk about the shame I'm carrying and how I'm working through it and just hear from you how you really feel about me, because my thoughts tend to spiral in this direction, versus hijacking a conversation about your partner's pain and making it about your own emotional collapse. If the betrayed partner is saying, this is what you did to me, this is what I'm struggling with, this is what still hurts, that is not the moment for the betrayer to say, I know I'm such a terrible person, I hate myself, I can't believe I did this. Because now, again, the betrayed partner has to either comfort them or feel cruel for continuing to talk. And that just shuts down the entire process of repair. So the framework is simple. The betrayed partner's pain gets its own space. and the betrayer's shame gets its own space. And that space for the betrayer to work through their shame should not be primarily with the betrayed partner. It should be with themselves and with other people, and a little bit with the betrayed partner. You're not allowed to collapse, run away, or make it all about how bad you feel. You need to stay present, listen, tell the truth, answer questions, take the consequences, do the work, and then separately deal with the shame that comes up from doing that. And this is the fantastic opportunity for you to grow as a person. Shame is a horrible thing to live with, and there is a lot of shame around cheating on someone. Being free of this shame will be the best thing that ever happens to you. And it will also force you to face the darkest parts of yourself. And which route you go is up to you. Shame can either be this doorway to growth for you and possibly for the relationship, or it can just be a permanent hiding place of avoidance. If shame ultimately makes you more honest, more humble, more accountable, and more committed to becoming a safer person, then it can be useful. But if it makes you hide, shut down, avoid, collapse, or make your partner take care of you, then it's just another form of selfishness. So if you're the betrayed partner and you're asking, how do I help my partner with the shame? My answer is, you're allowed to be compassionate. You can acknowledge that the shame is painful. You can support them in getting help for themselves. You can have separate conversations from time to time if that feels appropriate, but do not become the main person responsible for carrying it. Their shame is theirs to work through. Your pain is yours to heal. If reconciliation is going to happen, both of those things need room and they need to be separate. They can't be tangled together, especially not in a way where the person who caused the wound becomes the one demanding comfort from the person that they wounded.